Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners New York. This morning, we're up bright and early due to jet lag, but also because we have a guest coming around for breakfast.
I know.
Her name is Sarah Bareilles. She is a Grammy, Tony, Emmy nominated artist, singer, and she also wrote the entire score and music for the musical Waitress, which was...
That's opening in London soon.
Yes. She also starred in it for a bit on Broadway, which just sounds like such fun.
But she does have a famous song, doesn't she?
She does have a famous song.
Well, how's it go, Jess?
I'm not gonna write you a love song. Cause that's a bit out of tune, but
that's
know.
Not like Gregory Porter's.
No, fucking hell, it's not. But yeah, managed to sneak her in before she has a day of work. So very, very appreciative for that. She has no idea probably what she's walking into.
Yeah.
I don't know her very well.
I don't know her very well, but I'm really interested because I think the whole idea of Waitress is such an interesting story.
Mm. We've just kept it really simple this morning because you never know whether people are breakfast people or not, and it's not even brunch, it's actually like a 9:30 jobby.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Murray's Bagels from around the corner in Chelsea, which are quite delicious. We got some lox, some egg salmon, cream cheese, and then I'm making some scrambled eggs, and we've got some capers and onions to put with the lox and bagels, because that's how they do it in New York.
And you've made your world famous.
Oh, I don't know if it's world famous, but I've made a granola with the theme of kind of autumnal America.
So
pecans and cranberries.
And wow.
Orange zest. But I used steel cut oats, which I didn't realise meant...
Look like quinoa.
They basically are like little bullets, which yep. is quite annoying, so it's definitely got a crunch.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it is quite delicious.
Good.
Sarah Bareilles coming up on Table Manners New York. Sarah Bareilles, thank you. Is it Bareilles?
You said it right.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is so lovely. Well,
is it Sarah or Sarah?
Sarah.
Sarah.
I say Sarah. You can say Sarah.
No,
like it better when you say
one,
it.
No, but you've got one. You haven't got an H on the end.
No.
So usually that's Sarah in England.
Yeah.
But Sarah with an H, yeah.
Wait,
Sarah.
So Sarah is has an H?
Or yes, Sarah okay. has an H and Sarah has no H.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't tell my mom. Sarah. She didn't know what she was doing.
Where were you born?
I was born in Northern California, a little okay. tiny town called Eureka.
And I know, that's so fabulous. I read that about you.
Right?
Eureka!
You found it! Hallelujah! Yeah, so I grew up there, and mom and dad still live there. They're divorced, remarried, but they remain. You'll love this. They've remained best friends just through... So, like, I'll call my dad's cell phone. He'll be like, we're all over at mom's having dinner on just, like, a random
sweet.
Friday night. They celebrate everything
That's
together.
So
it's
sweet.
Really darling.
It's just like but you and dad, mom.
No, it's not. But it's nice for you as well.
Oh, totally.
So that Thanksgiving isn't going to be a big...
No, we're always all together.
So you're from Northern California, Eureka, and
So to kind of introduce this, because honestly, I appreciate you taking a chance. We do this food podcast. So
I know. I did a little bit of research, and it sounds like I was just like laughing the whole time.
It's,
it was great.
It's good
I didn't
fun.
Know who a lot of the people were. I'm going to tell you.
Because probably this is the first time we've gone stateside. So yeah. You know what I mean? So we like to talk about food. That's what we like to talk about, and we like to give you something to eat. It's early in the morning. You are welcome to eat. I'm going to put some scrambled eggs on in a minute. You can have granola, you can have whatever you want, or you don't have, you could just have coffee. Ian Schrager didn't eat a bloody thing and we made him canapes. But we ask about kind of growing up and food. So what was it like in your household? Were your parents both the cooks? Kind of what was kind of dinner table? What were you eating?
You know what I remember is kind of pre-high school, my mom always, my dad's a great cook too, actually. They both have that amazing ability to sort of like, there'll be nothing in the refrigerator, but somehow they like made a meal appear. Mm. They have that. I don't have that. I do a lot of takeout.
You're in New York, though. You live in New York. Yeah, that's what you do.
That's kind of how it goes here. But no, my mom did most of the cooking. And I noticed as we got older and we all got busier, the meals got slightly less and less elaborate. And I don't blame her for one second for that. So it was like, and in high school, I think, dinner time started to get more staggered because, like, we played sports and I have two older sisters and everybody was kind of juggling a million things. So it kind of got less and less as, like, a proper sit-down dinner time. Did you guys always do that? Was it?
We did, didn't we, really? I always cooked every evening.
I mean, we always fought together, as well. So.
That's when we did all our fighting and arguing and
making up and ignoring each other.
And talking. Yeah, catching up. I think it was, because that's why we started the podcast, because Jessie has good memories of having family meals.
I love that.
And also because Jessie liked to have her friends over. We've always had zillions of people in the house. Mm-hmm. We always sat down together and had meals and talked about all different things, politics.
Gossip, politics.
And then ended up
gossip
dancing
first, Mum,
to Whitney Houston at the end of the evening. Yeah.
So you're a takeout girl.
Yeah, for now I am.
But like takeout isn't the same anymore because it's not dirty, is it? You can get like really,
really clean stuff.
So like what's your go-to takeout when you're in this, in New York?
Well, there's a great, I'm around the corner from a really great pizza place, Ruby Rosa. Have you eaten it?
I've heard about it.
It's maybe my favorite pizza in the city. It's just, there's nothing fancy about it. It's just super
delicious.
Thin crust and just delicious.
What do you like on your toppings?
I like the classic pepperoni pizza. I mean, I like all sorts of things. You know what I learned about myself last night?
What?
I don't like broccoli rabe. I don't like it. It's too bitter. I don't want it.
And you've had
don't
to
put
deal
it on
with
anything
it for
today.
Years, because it's quite trendy, isn't it?
It is. And I
what
just
is that?
It's like bitter kind
it's
of
like
broccoli. Bitter.
It looks like broccoli. I mean, it's
like
broccoli,
it's not tender stem broccoli, but it looks like tender stem broccoli.
And it's bitter.
It's kind
it
of
is so yeah. bitter. Oh, I wish I had some in my.
Do they put kale on your pizza here?
They do in some places.
It drives me mad.
Yeah.
I'm a kale phobe, I think, because everything has kale on it.
It does.
And then massaged kale.
Yeah. Well, you want your kale relaxed is what you
relaxed
want. Yeah.
Kale?
I know it is.
Do
it's
you
a,
like
it's
kale?
A while. I do like kale, but I'm not, you know, it is trendy. It's like when Brussels sprouts got popular again.
Oh, babe,
they're
still trendy. Yeah. Sorry, my husband was trying to FaceTime me. Sorry, it's done.
Oh, cute.
No, it's fine. I can't be like,
mummy's
the
baby.
So what's your dirty takeaway that you have? Takeout.
I think pepperoni pizza's pretty bloody dirty.
That's pretty dirty. I'm trying to think of if I have any of the Asian varieties, getting great Vietnamese food or Thai food or I don't order takeout sushi all that often.
No, I don't trust it.
I don't feel like the fish is going to get too warm. From the restaurant
to my house. I agree.
I want cold fish.
I agree. Can I ask, so you don't really cook, but if you were going to cook.
So I do cook a little bit.
Okay, come on then.
Yeah.
What's your dinner party dish?
She's composing musicals.
Yeah, I know. You're busy.
But they're about food, so really we're all in the same zone.
Yes, actually. So
You wrote the music for Waitress.
Yeah.
And the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah, the music and lyrics, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was Tony...
Tony nominated.
That's massive.
We lost to Hamilton.
I mean, if
everybody
you're going
to
lose...
Everybody lost to Hamilton.
Yeah. You didn't stand a chance, really,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. But it was... yeah, I've been working on that show now. Well, we're going into our third year in Broadway. We're opening in the West End.
I know. So we thought you were performing in it, though.
No, no.
So it keeps on mentioning your names on the posters.
Well, we're ringing me dry. We're going to use every... No, we're still in the midst of casting. No, I have a record coming out, so I couldn't come, but... Never say never. I keep saying like, yeah, I'm done going into the show, and then all of a sudden
you could
like,
do a little like 4 weeks or something.
Yeah, she's also got a record to promote.
I know, but it'd be kind to us to come.
Yeah,
and it's at the Adelphi as well, which is a very good theatre.
Totally. We just got a tour of it the last time we were there for casting.
Do you like London?
I do. I loved being there, especially this last time. New York? How do you find New York?
I love it.
You do.
It's exhausting.
You don't live here full time.
I don't. No. We're going back tomorrow. I love it. I've got such fond memories, especially food memories here.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel dead by 1 week here. I'm kind of like, I'm so ready to go back home.
And it's expensive.
It's expensive and it's congested.
It feels more expensive than I've ever noticed before, and I don't know why. I mean, our pound's very weak, but... Everything.
That's how I felt in London, though. I was like, wow, everything's expensive.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
But you're a Californian, so usually they stay there.
Yeah.
Because New Yorkers and Californians, they
no, it's very
they
true.
Like to take the piss out of each other. Yeah. I mean, so what brought you to New York?
I was going through like kind of a mini midlife crisis, and I had just done my second record, and I was going crazy with the. Cyclical nature of making a record, recording a record, going on tour, coming home, quick break. Yeah. Like, can you relate?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah, I just was bored. I was bored, and I love performing, and but I was looking for something different, and I came here for a month long just exploration, just to hang out. And then I met with the director of Waitress, and I met with a book publisher at the time. There were like all these opportunities that felt like they just presented themselves here. I said yes to these projects, and I had the time of my life, and I just got drunk and I ate all the food and I like made out with random people and I just had like the greatest month of my life. And then I went home to LA and I packed my bags and I moved back.
How exciting.
Yeah, it was this wild adventure, like, oh my God, what am I doing moving to New York? This is insane.
But yes, because you've had a memoir.
Yeah, I did. I wrote a book of essays that kind of chronicle songs. The songs are sort of the tent poles of the book.
So your own songs.
Yeah. I love to talk about myself. If you've
So okay, so I'm trying to hold back singing love song to you, but it's the most catchy. Is it quite annoying that people, do they just go, I'm not going to write? Do they just kind of jump up at you and say that?
And
so
not as like, often. Damn not it. As often anymore.
Oh,
no.
I have a
memory that for some reason just reminded me of this time where we'd finished a show and we went to like the little neighborhood bar afterwards. And this girl, this like drunk girl came up to me at the bar. And she like ran her hands through my hair and she's like, I'm not gonna write you a love song. And I was so furious and I yelled at this bitch.
Don't blame you.
I was like, don't fucking touch me. Like,
well,
who do you think
you were her property?
Oh my God, it was so annoying.
She thought she was being really funny and sassy.
Yeah, totally.
She regretted that hangover was bad the next day.
And then I just grew up Catholic, so I had Catholic guilt all the time. And I was like, God, I was so mean. But in the moment, I was like, get your hands off me. Crazy.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
so
right.
Burrell is a Spanish name.
No, it's French, actually.
Yeah, Burrell.
But I don't speak French. That's it. That's all. Don't even ask me.
You don't look, I mean, you look a bit kind of, you look very European, don't
you? Yeah, I have
that
mutt. Yeah. Portuguese, little, like,
lovely.
I'm just like a hodgepodge.
The best bits.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you been to Portugal?
No.
Such good food. You'll want to move to Lisbon.
Yeah.
Lisbon is phenomenal. Once you're a bit tired of New York, you should go to Lisbon. Madonna's done it. Cantona's done it.
The best pavements. It's like Rio copied Lisbon. The paving, it's black and white tiles all the way through.
It's so gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And it's very unspoilt, I think.
Good food.
Fantastic fish, if you like
fish. I wonder why more people don't... I mean, I know a lot of people go to Portugal, but every friend I've had that's come back is just like, that's the best place I've ever been in the world.
Lots of musicians are moving to Lisbon, actually. I implore you to go to Lisbon. It's fantastic.
And Fado, listening to the singing. Oh. It's wonderful.
Are you still kissing loads of random people in New York?
No,
You've got a boyfriend.
I have
to live vicariously through other people. So what does your boyfriend do?
He's an actor. We met on Waitress. He was our original Earl, who is the... abusive husband.
The abusive husband.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the show?
I've seen a bit of the film.
Yeah. And I've next time when it comes to London, come.
Yes, we'd love that.
Coming.
Yeah.
It's just my cup of tea.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So for people that don't know about Waitress, will you just kind of give a little synopsis?
Yes. So Waitress is based around this woman named Jenna Hunterson, who is an extraordinary pie baker. And the whole thing is... an adaptation of a film that came out in 2007 made by a woman named Adrienne Shelley, who sadly was murdered before the film got released.
Shit.
So she made this beautiful movie, stars in it, directed it. And then tragically, we lost her before it was a horrible...
Yes, because that's so what I... Yes, that was kind of the story around...
Yeah,
that was a lot of the press around it.
Yeah.
She was brilliant.
She's brilliant. And she was such a bright light and really fought for female directors and was a real pioneer. Oh,
sad.
I know, so sad. But she created this beautiful movie. It went to Sundance. It got all this attention. And then we've been working with the original producer of the film who retained the rights to make a musical. And so over the last 5 years, that's what I've been doing with my life. So the lead character is Jenna Hunterson, and she's an extraordinary pie baker, and she's in a loveless marriage, abusive marriage. She gets pregnant by way of her husband, doesn't want the baby, wants to ditch him, wants to leave town, and... is the story really follows her kind of finding her voice and her strength. She meets a gynecologist. They have a mad sex affair, as you do.
That sounds a bit strange that she has an affair with her gynecologist.
Exactly. We've had gynecologists come to the show and they're like, you're not supposed to do this, of this. You don't.
Jesse, be careful. Yeah.
So, yeah, they... it's just this sort of beautiful, messy... world that doesn't have heroes and villains. It's like good people making mistakes and doing the best they can. It's really funny, and I think people don't know that about the show. They think it's really
bit dark,
yeah, or very sweet. Like they think they're coming to see like a very sweet show. It's irreverent, definitely deals with dark material. It's really funny and sort of brash. And then I wrote all the music. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's...
what's the main song that's reprised all the time?
It's the song called She Used to Be Mine that I think has had a life outside the show at this point. And it's the first song that I wrote for the show. And it's sort of Jenna's saddest moment in the show.
Did you record it, the song?
I did.
Yeah.
I recorded all the songs to the show. Before I handed them over.
Yeah.
I have a soundtrack because I'm greedy and a narcissist. and then we have a cast album soundtrack that's on Spotify.
Was that your first foray? Well, I mean, first time writing musical?
Yes. First time.
And it's been so successful.
It's been crazy. It's been this wild ride that I never... If you would have told me that when we started, we would have a third-year Broadway show, a national tour, and a production in the West End, I mean, I would never in a million years have believed you. It was just
Were you trained musically when you were little? Were you just a talented musician singing and playing instruments?
There was a lot of music in the house. My dad plays piano. My older sister played piano and sings. She's a total songbird. And and everybody's theatrical. So everyone was in productions of things. And so theater and music were really prevalent in the household.
Which instruments do you play?
Just piano and a little guitar.
Just, please, come on.
No, but it's very rudimentary. Like I can sort of play like five things. And
you
then I just.
You can write a musical out. You can write an album.
You can write an album out of five things, let me tell you. That's what I did.
It's good to know. is it, because I love musical theatre and I love the idea of being able
Have
to
you ever done it?
When I was like in school, but like.
Would you ever?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God, would love it.
But like, I think that it has to be the right time in your career.
Yeah,
or I think people like you, I find people like you and John Legend really fascinating that you can kind of do it within working as a touring artist as well, and I think that that's really exciting and inspiring. Sometimes when we see people in the West End, it will be like
their career a bit of a dip,
or and they've taken
Chicago.
Time out,
right?
And that's fine and good for them, mum. Or they've been on like Dancing with the Stars, and then they go and get the gig, and that is fine too. But I love the fact that you seem to be doing. You know, you've got a record out, and you've got you've got a single out now, but you've got this album coming out in March.
Yeah,
it's like next year.
But
so you're doing that simultaneously, like you're doing everything. And I love that because I think that that is exciting, especially kind of as a woman in music, to be able to see that you're being able to
wear different hats.
Yes.
Well, I think that, and I give Hamilton a lot of credit for this, is that there's been this kind of resurgence of interest and sort of like the cool factor of theater has been a little bit maybe resurrected in a way. I think what happened with that particular show is that all these people came out of the closet of like, I've been doing jazz hands in here all my life. And like, they finally felt like they could come out and be proud of being
but
a theater fan.
Musicals are a staple of Broadway, aren't they?
They really are,
because they weren't so much in England.
Yeah.
And now people have gone to them to rescue, not rescue, but when... So, like the English National Opera do musicals now because they know that there'll be a sellout and they can charge lots of money. So at the moment we've got Porgy and Bess
at the English National Opera
because they know that musicals sell.
Yeah.
Without doubt, musicals are always sold out.
Right.
I can't stand just these people that say they don't like musicals.
I
don't want to be friends with them.
I love them too. I know, I feel like, you know what I think about those people? I think they're cynics.
Yes.
And I prefer people who have space in their life for things that kind of live a little bit, you know, that are optimistic and hopeful. And there are so many ridiculous musicals, but they're born out of joy and optimism and hope. And, you know, we don't all get it right, but
were you in musicals when you were younger? Or were
yeah.
you? Okay, was, so you, yeah. that was... That
That's
was
what
it.
I grew up on. Yeah,
okay.
Totally. So this felt like a homecoming. I actually had an experience kind of getting to know the theatrical community and feeling like, oh, I've been at the wrong party my whole life. Like, I could not feel more awkward at music events. Like when I've gone to the Grammys or if I've ever, you know, done big events, I'm just like, I am not cool enough to be in this room with all y'all. And I got to the... theater parties, I'm like, oh, my people, here we are.
See, that's how I feel at food parties.
Yeah.
I say my people.
Yeah. See?
That's how, yeah. I'm going to put the scrambled eggs on you just because I am aware that you have important things to do today. So I'm going to put them on.
Do it.
But Mum's going to ask you some questions about...
Jessie made the granola as well.
Did you really? Fucking steel cut oats here? I thought they were going to look like friggin' oats. They look like this pishy, like...
Quick quinoa.
Looks like bloody
quinoa.
They
look quinoa. Like quinoa.
I'm so livid because I just thought they'd look like oats.
It looks good, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay.
We've got yogurt and stuff, too.
It's definitely got a crunch to it because it doesn't have the bloody flat oats.
Well, I want
to
try it if you made it.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah.
Jessie thinks her scrambled eggs are the best in the...
You don't say... You don't set me up for a
Okay, fall, sorry, mom. Darling.
Like, right before... Yeah, if I haven't tasted it, then now we're in really dangerous territory.
I like quite wet eggs, and some people don't like that.
Do you put milk in your eggs?
No.
I do.
I just cook them very slowly and
milk
low.
Milk in eggs, water in omelettes.
But my eggs are better than yours.
Water?
Okay. Water in omelettes?
Yeah.
No.
No, I'm not sure about that.
No.
Auntie Liz told me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Table manners. Do you think you got good table manners?
She says it's her elbow.
Mate, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe are we gonna test me?
Yeah, I'm gonna see how much you chew your food.
I think so, but I think it's probably just out of fear. Like I just probably I won't like touch the wrong thing maybe because I'm not gonna touch anything if that's like a.
Was it a big thing in your family?
No.
Kind of, okay.
No. There was no, like, etiquette.
I want to know, because just as a singer myself, just kind of, I want to know your routine before a show. That, like, do you eat? Because everyone has such different things that they do.
Yeah.
Like, what's on your rider? And what's your, like, your necessary things that you have to do? And what won't you eat before?
I like to eat about, like, when I was doing the show, I would like to eat at least an hour before, nothing right before, because you end up
burping
on stage. It's not cute. So probably about an hour before, and something that has protein, I think, usually. So there was a place I used to grab little chicken tacos. That was like a great, something with a little heat, a little spice, I always like.
I've always been told that I shouldn't have spice though for my vocal cords.
Oh, maybe not.
But I've obviously got weaker vocal cords. Maybe I'm not supposed to be doing that. No, but you were doing a musical, like
that's an
endurance test, right? Yeah. How many songs were you singing a night?
Although it's different than a regular concert because you're doing actually less songs a night. So that lead character sings only about 6 songs a night.
That's true, but then...
I mean, you're singing in groups and stuff, but in terms of, you know, coming from concert world where you're singing for an hour and a half or 2 hours straight...
Do you have to look after your voice?
I do, as I've gotten older. I used to have pipes of steel.
Really?
I could drink, I could stay out late, I could smoke cigarettes, I could do anything.
Yeah.
I just, not, yeah, no, I have to really...
Do you have to avoid things like tomatoes and things
no,
like
not,
that?
No, I'm not there yet, but I imagine I probably will be.
Do you have to avoid? Oh, mate, like, but I'm neurotic Jew. I'm like, oh, I can't have too much citrus, and no, I must not have any heat, and I must steam my vocal cords for 2 hours. But I'm like, I'm ridiculous. Yeah. Like, but it's because, and I think a lot of it is psychosomatic.
Uh-huh.
So I think I've kind of encouraged problems with my throat, and also I think because
but you're quite a chesty person, and you have lost your voice.
I'm known to get a chest infection or two.
Yeah.
And I
just before she's performing.
Always, yeah, but I think that's part of this psychosis. I think I bring it on out
it's
of
your
nerve.
Weak thing.
Like I was doing the musical at school, Guys and Dolls, and I was playing Miss Allardyce, and it's, she sings that song, A Poison Can Develop a Cold, and you're like, I had the worst cold in the world, so it was kind of brilliant.
Oh my.
She's the biggest hypochondriac, so it was kind of fabulous. But I was going to say, Mum, ask last meal.
We do this last supper thing, but I try and say last supper before you're going to go on a desert island for a long time.
Instead of before
instead
you
croak. Death row.
Yeah.
I can't bear that.
No,
because I'm so anti the death penalty.
Me too.
That makes me feel kind of awful to think about that.
Yeah, 100%. Last meal.
And you can have 3 courses.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So your starter.
So my starter would be... well, it's not going to make sense with each other, but it's going to be my favorite things. I want pepperoni pizza. That's what I want.
As your main meal?
No, I want that as
a starter.
A piece of pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
And I want it really hot. And I want a little spicy, like sopressata or something. And then I want a steak. I want a medium rare like beautiful.
What, like that Wagyu beef that everyone, or is that not great? Yes, Hanger steak, sure. Wagyu beef.
Well, I guess I usually order filet mignon, but.
What do you order?
Filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
Yeah. It's a that's a probably. Steak. Yeah.
I've always ordered filet mignon, but actually, the fattier cuts
are better.
So much totally. More tasty.
Like what, a ribeye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what did we have the other night?
I think, got quite a lot
we
of
We had hanger beef the
hanger
other
night. Hanger was delicious. We went to this place called Coat. It's this Michelin star Korean place, and actually I wouldn't have known about it if my Korean mate
steak, it
and
was.
It was it because I was like, oh, I don't really like Korean barbecues, like I stink of kind of fat when I go.
That's the only thing about it, because I love Korean barbecue, but
babe, this yeah. one I smelt like my perfume when I came
it was
out.
Just around the wow. corner down
it was absolutely amazing. Then the beef was phenomenal.
The only thing was, it was so noisy. You'd lose your voice trying yeah. to have a conversation. That was the worst thing about it.
So what are the sides that you're having with your
steak?
Beef?
I want some mashed potatoes. I want some green beans. I want like sort of the tradition, like a steak setup. Or what I think
condiments. Would you have one of those sauces?
Give me a gravy or something.
Oh, just gravy.
Like a peppercorn sauce or something.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Drink, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking old fashions.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, that's what I would be drinking.
With your meal?
Sure.
Yeah, not wine.
I prefer, I like whiskey. Cocktails. I like bourbon. I really okay. love bourbon.
I love whiskey, but I think bourbon's a bit sweet for me.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have whiskey on your rider?
Yes.
So which whiskey do you have?
I usually have Basil Hayden's or Bullet. Bourbon. Okay. Those are two of my go-tos because I like the little bit of sweet because I usually take it with me on stage. It's just on the rocks.
Oh, yeah. You have it on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse.
No, I do too. But I don't have it with ice because I'm like, oh, it's going to hurt my vocal cords. I'm so annoying.
That the ice would hurt your vocal cords?
Because it's like, it's you don't want anything too cold. But like, you seem to be doing okay, Sarah, so maybe I should take a page out of your book.
Yeah.
Start drinking Bullet on the rocks. But I like having just one ice cube. If I'm not on stage, I'd have one ice cube.
Oh, yeah, just so it opens up a little bit. And then
I love it. But
you don't want it to be. Not at all.
What's your... right, we've got into trouble here in the stage. States when we say pudding, because that's what we have after our main meal, but you call it dessert.
Oh, pudding means something very specific.
Yeah, but we call it pudding. What
the
you're
whole
having
thing.
For your pudding. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We do, don't we?
Yeah.
So what are you having for dessert?
I think I would have, my mom makes blackberry pie.
Wow.
And I love it. We used to go pick fresh blackberries from the bushes outside the house. We had these big wild blackberries. And we would go get big bowls of blackberries, and then she'd make fresh blackberry pie, crust from scratch, the whole nine yards. That's a very fond memory of growing
up.
And
what do you have it with? Ice cream or cream?
Ice cream.
A la mode?
Yes.
You see? Jessie didn't know about a la mode till I told her.
Really?
No.
You learned.
I learned.
Yeah.
This week I've learned because,
Oh, it's that fresh for
you. I saw it on the thing, but I didn't realize it was like a thing.
Always with ice cream.
Yeah.
But
in preference to cream.
I don't need the ice cream though.
You don't?
Oh, no, I can. I just love. I'm happy with just a piece of the pie.
Are you a sweet or a savory?
Oh God, all of it. I just like on like a salt and vinegar potato chip is just like I love it. I can sit with a whole bag and devour it. I guess more salty than sweet though.
Okay.
But. Like cookies, I like cookies.
Well, I want to know what you've got on your rider, just a few little bits that you have to have food-wise.
Okay, food-wise, if I the things I have that will help me get through, you're going to laugh at this, it's like cheese.
Cheese. God, Sarah, you're so rock and roll.
Cheese and crackers, because I know if I was starving, the thing that's going to actually make me feel satiated is like, cheese and crackers, hummus and like carrots or celery or something. Almonds. We always have almond butter. What else?
What's the cheese that you have though?
Oh God. We just ask for like a little array.
A little platter.
A little array. So I usually get like an assortment.
You are like the naughtiest singer. I love this. I'm gonna take a page out of your book.
But you don't have cheese on your right. You have
Well, the band do.
But I don't know why
What's
you
on
don't.
Your rider?
Oh, I'm like, I try and have like nothing so I don't like eat, because otherwise I'm like a dog. If food's there, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'll have like nuts. I'll have kind of really depressing kind of energy bars.
So boring.
Otherwise, if I have too much in my room, then I will eat it.
Yeah.
So what else do I have? Like, I have whiskey. I have honey. Manuka honey.
Oh, yeah.
I have...
Do you have ginger?
I mean,
ginger and lemon and cayenne to make a little concoction. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, no, I have. But again, I would not have the cayenne. This is amazing.
What I like about heat is that it opens.
Yeah, that's the type.
So you think you sing better when you've had a bit of spiciness?
I just know that if I'm feeling constricted or fatigued, something with a little kick is good for me.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
So are you going to tour this new record?
Yes.
Taking the boyfriend with. Tour.
You don't want
no,
to?
No, because she's got the boyfriend
the
now.
Boyfriend of course. The boyfriend he can come with for come. Some of it. But
why have you I got think such I, a bad kind of...
I love the shows. I love getting to play for new audiences. I love reconnecting with my fans. My fans are just the sweetest, and they've been the most patient people, because I never, ever, ever tour.
What album is this? What number
this will
on?
Be number 5.
Shit!
Yeah, yeah. So it's been a minute. Number 4 was like music from the musical, so it wasn't even
Did you even tour that one?
No, I played one show.
Where?
At the City Center here in New York City. We did one night only. That was like the shortest touring cycle. My label was thrilled.
But, you know, but you're a great singer. Oh, and people want to hear that voice.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you play.
I love singing. I really love singing. I just find that the monotony, it seems like it's going to be this great adventure. And then I have found that maybe just in the way that I've toured in the past, it ends up feeling like Groundhog Day every
yes.
day. Like you wake up and you're parked behind a venue, or you've gotten into the hotel the night before and you're orienting yourself, you're trying to find the place to get coffee, finding a bite. Like,
yes,
and there's just only so much interest I have in
totally.
That, you know? And there's not ever quite enough time in my experience to really get to know a city, but... Now I just sound like I'm complaining about touring.
No, it's that thing where you don't want to sound unappreciative because you know it's an amazing job.
Do you want a bowl for the granola as well?
Or I can just put it on a scooper
here.
No, we can get you a bowl. Also, you can eat whatever you want. It's kind of very
I just
want relaxed.
To, I want to try your granola. I love a berry.
I'm very upset. Nuts about a I'm berry. Very upset. You don't have to have like a mess. That's like three bears, like Daddy Bear's bowl, isn't it?
That granola is so yummy.
Oh, good. Thank you. So easy. It's kind of just maple syrup with olive oil and salt.
You pop it in the oven?
Yeah, on a low, low heat. And then I add the cranberries after. So put the nuts and stuff in there too. I hope these aren't too wet for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Try that and then see if you like it. And then you have more if you want. But I won't be offended if you don't want any more. Because
how toasted do you want these bagels?
This is great. Whatever.
Is that about
that's
toasted?
Great.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you so much for coming and having breakfast with us.
It was truly my pleasure. Thank you for this beautiful spread.
You're lovely.
And taking your time to chat with me.
No, can I just, because the new music is coming up and that, you know, you've been in this world of Waitress for a long time. I'm incredibly proud of that. But the new record, what's it about? Is it about you?
A lot of it's about Obama. All my love songs are about Obama. It's like, where did you
we're
go?
All in love for him.
I know. You know, I made it with a producer named T-Bone Burnett. I don't know if you're familiar, but he is a legend and has been one of my producing heroes since I was, 15 years old. So
oh, wow.
Yeah. So we made the record in Los Angeles this summer.
Lovely.
And we released the song actually after the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. There's a song that came out called Armor, and it was just, it's my feminist anthem for the record. It's about sisterhood and community and rising up and taking up arms with each other. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean love. I don't mean guns. Gun control, please. Gun control. So the record is actually really earthy and organic. It's not synthesizers. It's not, I wanted to make something that was just kind of stripped down and really simple in certain ways. So, and T-Bone has a beautiful sort of philosophy about, it's all about performance, not perfection. So it's not, I did a lot of live singing with the band, and that was really cool, which I'd never done before because I've always been too nervous. You know, I'm sort of oriented towards precision that way. So the vocal takes aren't perfect, and that it's kind of been a nice evolution to sort of just let something exist.
That must be so lovely playing with it, because that's how Aretha and all of them used to do it. You know, they play with a live band.
You listen to those records and they're not perfect.
But it gets a certain energy out of it.
Yeah, yeah. It was really beautiful. I had a great experience making the record.
Well, good luck with it all. And thank you so much for coming. Such a pleasure.
You guys are so beautiful too.
Oh,
just,
God.
Jeez.
Thank you. Very beautiful.
Who?
You are.
Oh,
you both
wow.
are.
Well, as are you.
So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
We think you're gorgeous. Yeah.
Great. We can all agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Sarah Bareilles, thank you so much for being on Table Manners.
Mum.
What?
I loved her.
She was delightful.
She was really charming.
Warm,
bright, lovely. I like that her thing was pepperoni pizza for a starter.
A starter, yeah.
Love that. If you fancy seeing Waitress, the musical, it is coming to the West End in March, so go get your tickets. I really want to see it now.
Me too.
It's been a long week, Mum.
I know.
We've met some new people.
Yeah, we've gained quite a lot of weight.
Yeah.
We've eaten out, we've eaten in.
We've eaten.
Yeah.
We came, we saw, we ate. We hope you've enjoyed the series. We will be taking a short break until we give you season... God, what season are we
five.
On? Five.
Well, this is five, isn't
no,
it?
No, this is five. So
yeah,
we'll be on season six.
Yeah.
Mum, that's Jess. More than... I haven't even done six albums.
I know, Jess.
That is quite a big deal. We will be back in the spring for more Table Manners with me... Jessie Ware, probably very tired and emotional with a newborn. And Mum, equally tired
winning,
with a newborn.
Winning combo.
We'll see. It may... I apologise in advance if the next season is me yawning a lot and maybe a baby sucking on my breast.
Jessica!
I'm sorry, am I not allowed to say that?
No!
Have you had fun this week?
Ish.
Why?
How many meals have you cooked this time?
Two.
Yeah. How many have I cooked?
Mum, I'm the bait. I reel them in. We've talked about this.
Okay, sorry, darling. All I know is that your manager bought me rubber gloves today because my nails have gone.
Oh, is that why they've gone?
Yeah. Because I washed up so much yesterday when my nails peeled off.
Oh, dear. You should be wearing marigolds, really.
Yeah, I'm going to put them on. Actually, it makes my hands so itchy as well.
Get back in the kitchen, Mum.
No, I'm going to put
lunch.
My rubber gloves on.
Table Manners music you have been enjoying is by Pete Fraser and Peter Duffy. And our dear editor and producer is Alice Williams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.